Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, hello. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where Tom and I put in the blood, the sweat, and the tears to uncover, analyze, and find the origins of the coolest things happening either in the world around us at large or right outside the door.
We put in the blood?
We put in the blood. We squeeze the blood from the stone.
I mean, yeah, you sweat, you shed tears.
You what
spill.
Do you
yeah, we
what
spill?
We spill the blood. Thank you. Thanks.
Woo. Okay.
Got Hallelujah. That. We're saved. Where we spill the blood and sweat the sweat and squeeze out the tears.
Molly and I are having the best weeks ever.
We really
in entirely
are.
Different ways.
We really are. They are wildly divergent and yet equally bananas.
If you're not a patron, you really need to be.
God, you really need to
hear
be.
That whole backstory.
Yeah.
But we also have lovely things for you today.
We do. I'm excited. I'm looking at our lineup and I'm like, this is going to be a really fun show.
Can I admit that this morning I woke up with no things in
oh,
my
really?
Head? One of these was actually from the bullpen and I'd forgotten it was there, but I was like panicked this morning. And then it just rained things on me somehow.
This is like, there's no way to tell this story without sounding like kind of a jerk. But earlier this week, I was in Los Angeles driving through Beverly Hills with the top down on my Buick convertible. This happened. And I was stopped at a stoplight for quite a long time. And I said, "Hey, Siri, remind me at 1 o'clock on Friday that these two things are a thing." And then today, like, my reminder popped up and I was like, God, I'm so smart.
Wow. That's a great
story. I was so
proud
of myself. Yep.
That works.
It totally worked. And I was like, done and done. I don't even have to prepare.
Well, which of us should go first? I can't even decide. I'm so excited.
Well, I woke up feeling like I just might run for president. So I'm going to go first.
Yeah, you should. But what there isn't a president.
So my thing, even if there is no precedent, my thing is Lizzo. And I think a lot of people are discovering Lizzo all at once. And if you have not yet, I'm so excited for you. But then I'm going to explain why Lizzo is such a thing.
I am unfamiliar with the Lizzo.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Lizzo is a rapper, like a rap artist. And she's very poppy and delightful. And she's this big, 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 big black woman. She is phenomenal. And her whole deal. And I actually saw her. I was lucky enough to see her 2 years ago at South by Southwest at the like NPR One music concert. And she was filling in for somebody and she came out and it was just phenomenal. She was like in spandex and she's probably like she's like a size 24 or something. Like she's a big girl and she is super, super, super body positive and just super positive in general, which and I'll get to why I think that's part of why she's a huge thing right now. But she came out in this spandex and she had these two little skinny dancers. And I mean, it was like the kind of show where your mouth hangs open the whole time. Like she's so incredible and mesmerizing and charismatic and awesome that I've remembered her ever since and loved her. And now all of a sudden, like she's definitely starting to have a moment and she's really coming into her own and she's becoming a lot more popular. But part of the reason is because she's so positive. And so there was this great article about her actually just in March in Allure that I found when I was researching the show that said like she's not part of a movement. She is her own movement. And it's, you know, but it's like there have been a lot of people who come along and they talk about like being awesome and accepting yourself as you are and whatever. But there is something about Lizzo that makes it work. And I have had like three young women talk to me about Lizzo recently. And I've had all these feelings like the song that I'm super into right now is called Like a Girl. Like if you throw like a girl, you can run the whole damn world, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But And I was saying, I was talking to this young woman and I was saying like, oh yeah, this friend of mine like really loves to talk about how she thinks Prince Charming is going to come. And automatically, like without even thinking, this woman that I work with goes, there's no Prince Charming. You are your own Prince Charming.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, I'm sorry, I've been listening to a lot of Lizzo lately. And she was like, instead of going to therapy, I just listen to Lizzo. And that has essentially been, when you look up Lizzo on Twitter, like that's the sentiment that you get. Like this woman is actually doing it. Like whatever her positivity is, somehow there's something about her message. Like it totally works. And you listen to it and you're like, oh, I can do anything. Like for real, for real.
I have now immediately fallen in love with Lizzo because of this line in the Allure article that you posted. If I'm on a deserted island, I would not have any beauty products with me. Can I have a walkie-talkie, some AA batteries, an effing flamethrower, some coconut crackers so I can crack open coconuts, and a knife so I can hunt for fish? I'm trying to be discovered or just have a great life on an island.
I mean, amazing. She's amazing. And they're like, this
brilliant.
Exemplifies her, right? She's
some AA
hysterical.
Batteries, of course, for the walkie-talkie. Obviously, something to open the coconuts and a knife. That's all. I mean, because that's what I need. I've seen Castaway. I know what I need.
She's like a planner and she's hysterical and she is like gonna survive. Like she's just, I don't know. There is something about her and it totally works. And she just, I don't know. It's amazing. And there was something about when Beyonce sang about, you know, shoes on my feet, I bought them. Like that was pretty cool. But when Lizzo's like, buy my whip, by myself, pay my rent, by myself. You're just like, mm-hmm, yes, yes, Lizzo. It's
yeah,
working.
Because
and the idea that all these women are like, I don't go to therapy, I just listen to Lizzo is like the best.
By the way, that is not in fact medical advice. We're just passing along that
you should probably
feelings.
Do both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think there's something to the fact that even I was going to bring up Taylor Swift, right? And her like, oh, there's nobody like me. Be individual. But it's like, that's Taylor Swift selling you that. And it's like, well, easy for you to say, Taylor. And in fact, when Beyonce says it, it's at this point, it's like, well, it's also easy for you to say,
it's
Beyonce.
Right,
like, I don't think people hate on Beyonce or anything.
Nope,
but it doesn't sink in like someone like this where you're like, oh, no, you it looks like you don't have it easy. You're not, you know, Beyonce.
Right.
So maybe you understand the trouble that we all go through.
And then somehow you feel like no matter how rich and awesome she gets, and I hope she does, that you still would just be like, she's so relatable. Like she's just a real... She's just a real person, and for all of those reasons too. I mean, she is just like she's about to explode into your consciousness if she has not already. And also, she
sounds
is
like she's
fun
super positive too.
She is. That's what it is. She's not. It's and it doesn't feel put on because she seems to be sincerely optimistic and cheerful and positive. And
not the shallow positivity of like, no, everything's fine.
Right. None of that. Or like, I'm singing about being a strong woman because that will like sell albums.
Right.
Like she basically is just like, oh, no, no, no. And that's why I think she was such an incredible live performer, because there was not a trace of self-consciousness. There was only like joy, just straight up joy. And and here she was, this fill-in act. And everybody at that event was just like, wow, who is that?
And that's the tell of a true rising star. When you don't know, when there's nobody been out there priming you, nobody hyping it and saying you're gonna love this, because that's why people do promotion. That's why promotion exists in radio and records, because they want to prime you to like something because it works.
Totally.
If they tell you you're gonna like something, even if you're like, that's not gonna work on me, it just does. It's just a psychological thing.
And she takes all the things too. So she says, yes, I buy my whip by myself. But then she's also like, if you cry like a girl, like she's like, yes. Be a girl. Use your femininity. Cry if you need to. Like, you know, it's
don't be
just,
ashamed. Yeah.
It's so great. It's so great. Crazy, sexy, cool, baby.
Now I understand why you woke up feeling like the president.
Yeah. Like you wake up in a good mood. I will put this song on the dog walk and just be like slightly dancing down the street to in a slightly embarrassing way. It's amazing.
Yeah, but see, then you don't need to be embarrassed because all you do is go Lizzo and people say, oh, I get it.
They totally would. They totally won. Lizzo.
That's
Lizzo.
Fantastic.
It's a thing.
Well, this is fun.
Okay.
It's actually something I've, as a drinker, I want a sober bar. a pub without alcohol. A place where when you're like, I actually don't want to drink alcohol right now. Not even necessarily because it's too early. Maybe you've got something going on. You need to keep your head clear. Or maybe you've spent the last 2 days drinking.
Or six, like some of us.
Yeah. And you're like, you know what? I want to hang out, but I don't want to deal with alcohol. And of course, you know, the biggest audience for something like this are alcoholics, recovering alcoholics who are like, yeah, I want to hang out with people, but I can't. It's not good. Some alcoholics can go into bars and it's totally fine, and some struggle with that. So there is the trend of the sober bar. The BBC has an article about it, mentioning several of them in New York, in London, in Portland, Maine, Vina's Fizz House in Portland, Maine. Sounds fantastic. And they specialize in creating the atmosphere of a nice bar, you know, the comfortable seats in the bar where you can sit and talk to the bartender. And they make tasty drinks. They make cocktails. Mm-hmm. They just don't have any alcohol in them.
You know what? This is actually awesome. And I have to say, I could really see this feeling like a safer place than a bar, too. Like, there might literally be times where you're just like, I want that bar experience. I want to go somewhere and be social. I want to get dressed up. You know, I want to look great. Like, but I don't want to get hit on a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't want to feel like someone's going to, and I don't want to get in a fight. Exactly. Like, there's so much to be said for this, not to mention that it is a great sort of social option for people who are in recovery. And just, yeah, I'm into this. Also, we drink too much as a country. Like, we have a problem with alcohol.
I've definitely had this is kind of like one of the reasons why is I've definitely had the problem where I want to kill some time. I think an airport is probably the prime example of this.
Totally.
And the thing that I can do is either sit in an uncomfortable seat in the lounge at the airport or go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the bar and you order a Coke, it's fine. Nobody cares. But if you aren't someone who's avoiding alcohol, you'd be like, well, I'm at the bar. Might as well get a beer, right?
Yep.
But what if you had the option to be like, oh, I'm going to be in this totally comfortable, lovely place. Obviously, this isn't necessarily an airport thing yet, but just when you're out and about. I've had plenty of times where I'm like, well, I'm waiting for my wife and I'm in downtown Santa Monica and look, there's all these bars. I'll just stop and get a drink. Sometimes that's fine and I have no problem with that. But sometimes I'm like, well, I don't really need a beer. It's a little, late in the afternoon. I'm going to get sleepy. But it's like, all right, fine. I don't have any other option. So it would just be nice to have that option.
It's kind of cool, too, how they talk about in this article, in the BBC article, they talk about how you get to – it's also a way to participate in cocktail culture without having a drink. You know, I mean, it's like people are working really hard to create these wonderful – and it's not even just in recovery. Like, my mom is allergic to alcohol. She does not drink at all and has not almost basically my whole life because it makes her sick. It gives her a horrible headache. She's like, I just don't – it's not good. But, you know, you kind of have this sort of like perma outsider feeling, and you have all these like mixologists who are working hard with all these incredible ingredients to create these phenomenal drinks. We'll like make them available to everyone.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about having to use replacement alcohol, although a lot of these places will have like non-alcoholic beer. And by non-alcoholic beer, they often are 0% alcohol, not the, 1 or 2%. Mm-hmm. But they're making cocktails out of juices and sodas and things in ways they're like, ooh, this is tasty. Just like a cocktail. A lot of times the cocktail, if you notice, will sometimes it's multiple alcohols. Sometimes it's like they put vodka in a thing that tastes good.
Right.
And you could make that easily by taking out the vodka, right? So it doesn't have to be that way. So it's not like, oh, all the drinks are going to taste weird because they're replacing alcohol. No, that's not the idea at all.
That's so interesting. And then our producer pointed out in the Discord that like his wife was pregnant for two consecutive, football seasons. And that would have been lovely. Oh, man. Offshoot. There should be pregnant bars. Pregnant sober bars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Rich points out the recipe for the Bangladesh Express. Coconut cream, blood orange, lime, ghost pepper, and bitters.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you might forget that that's not an alcoholic drink looking at that.
Actually, I was just at some friend's house and they were saying that a dash of like fancy bitters in some fizzy water is like a lovely drink substitute. I mean, of course, they were saying like, oh, yeah, we just do, we alternate. But it's also like just a nice way to feel like you're having a cocktail without needing to have a cocktail. I don't know. I love this. I love this idea. Also, the article.
I've noticed. I was going to say, I've noticed more menus having non-alcoholic drinks on the menus too.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a little bit of a burgeoning trend.
Well, and one thing this piece points out as a possible subtrend is that, in fact, it seems like younger people aren't drinking as much. Don't drink as much, which would be amazing.
They don't do anything as much. They're not having as much sex. They're not drinking as much.
Yeah, but they're smoking all the weed, apparently.
Is that what they're doing?
That's what it feels like. I feel like it's all weed. Maybe it's just all CBD.
Maybe.
They're just interneting. That's all they're doing.
They're interneting. That is what we all do now. That is what we do.
Call me when the virtual reality sober bar comes, and then we'll know. Love it.
I don't know. I'm fascinated by this because I love a pub, right?
Yep.
And I would love to have like a regular, like I'm at the pub all the time, but it's just, I'm too old. I can't drink that much.
No, huh? And I'm into it. I love this one. Well, this marks our turn officially into the food and beverage portion of It's a Thing this week.
Welcome.
My next thing is, prepare yourself to make the obvious joke here, shakshuka.
Shakshuka Khan.
No, there's a lot of bless you. Okay. I wish I could do a trend. Who, raise your hand if you know what shakshuka is. So shakshuka.
I know.
Yeah. This is the one that Tom just had.
I literally ordered this at a place that has alcohol-free cocktails, by the way, on Sunday. I had an alcohol-free cocktail. It's a bar. They have alcoholic drinks, too. But I had an alcohol-free cocktail because it was like 12.
That's amazing.
And shakshuka.
Yep.
And it looked exactly like the picture in the link that you have here.
Yep. So shakshuka, I don't know how I became aware that it is becoming a thing, but it's becoming a thing. And now I've seen it everywhere. And it is basically, I think partly I started paying attention because it's right up my alley. So to back up, it's a North African in origin dish, but it's super popular in Israel. And it might have been that I have a friend who's in Israel and it kept popping up on the Instagram. Mm. But it is, it's kind of like a tomato base stew type thing. And there's sort of lots of different ways that you can make it. And then what they do is they make it in like a cast iron skillet or some kind of skillet and bake eggs into it. Mm-hmm. And so you have the yummy, yummy egg thing. And it's like I said, tomato base and then like whatever, some spinach or some this or that. I made mine. I had made sort of a like a tomato and spinach, like my own homemade marinara type thing that I put over shrimp and pasta for dinner. And then I just had a bunch of the sauce left. And so I just cracked some eggs into that. And I was like, oh, it's almost like a shakshuka. And then just, I think when I was in LA, maybe I saw it on a couple brunch menus. And just
yeah,
it was
on a brunch menu with the place I went to.
Yeah. And it is, it's because of the egg thing. It's often served for breakfast or brunch. It's really popular as a breakfast in Israel, but it can be a dinner too. Like, and you can put almost anything in it. And so then sure enough, I went searching for it, and just this very month, May 3rd, Melissa Clark in the New York Times, I know people fangirl all over her, had a green shakshuka recipe in the Times cooking section. And I was like, pew, it's a thing.
The one I had has organic eggs, of course, roasted peppers, tomatoes, red onion, garlic, mint, parsley, and served with grilled sourdough.
Also, at Porter in the chat room put a link to TraderJoe's.com. Talking about how shakshuka has become a, quote, certified foodie phenomenon as late. And
what?
Trader Joe's sells a shakshuka starter. What?
So you just put the eggs in it yourself?
Yeah. Like, it's already got the starter, which is a tomato, a base of tomatoes, bell peppers, garlic, and spices. You just take that. You put your eggs in there, a little crumbled feta and some mint, and then toasted pita or flatbread or baguette for dipping. What? Oh, dude, I am scampering out. At Porter, you are on it. That dude is
always on it. Always on it. The best way possible.
You can have a shakshuka in 5 minutes flat. I mean, it doesn't look quite right, but whatever. I'll take it. A shakshuka starter. That's incredible.
That's great. Well, that makes perfect sense, right? It's like, well, I don't want to puree and spend all that time, but I got eggs.
I got eggs.
And I just put them in and bake it. Done.
I mean, this is the reason that I think that I've been paying attention to it for so long, for years. Like, I've been making some version because essentially, my almost daily breakfast is fried egg on top of whatever I had the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't very many foods that don't fit into that category. Oh, and it had olives. The sauce I made the other night was like tomatoes and it had olives and it had a little bit of sausage and some spinach. Oh, and fresh mozzarella. And then I put the eggs in there and I baked it. It was, I'm just saying, that was a freaking high level breakfast.
Shakshuka. And it's so good.
It's so good.
It's really
so
savory,
good.
And mm-hmm. but it doesn't weigh you down if you're worried about that sort of thing.
No.
So it's satisfying, but it's not like, oh, I ate too much.
Kinda. Yeah, you can skip the bread. You know, I mean, it can be like pretty, it can certainly be, it's certainly gluten-free if you need it to be. And as Rich says, Rich, producer Rich says, it also sounds good if you shout it.
Shakshuka!
And great for hangovers. That is also true.
It should be a superhero name.
Shakshuka!
Or a superhero-like phrase that gives them their power.
Oh, it's so good. I'm going to make it this weekend. I'm making it Sunday. I'm having a birthday party on Saturday, so I can already tell that shakshuka on Sunday is going to be where it's at. Did I mention so I've been drunk for like 7 days?
Maybe. You might have. Might
Speaking
have come
of America's alcohol problem, I'm it.
I had a cherry pom with my shakshuka, which is pomegranate kombucha, cherry syrup, lime juice, rosemary, and agave.
Oh my God, you are a hipster.
That was a very hipster brunch. Yeah. My shakshuka with my cherry pom.
Kudos to you.
Using the kombucha, I don't know if people need to avoid kombucha if they're avoiding alcohol, right? That's an interesting question. But it gave it that little bit of, you know, fizz that made it feel like a cocktail.
Oh my God, hysterical.
I don't really drink kombucha elsewise, but it was a nice base.
Kombucha brunch cocktail. Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I saw you put shakshuka in the lineup, I was like, that sounds familiar. Why do I know that? Oh, I ate it Sunday. That's why.
Oh, I ate it. You know why? Because it's a thing.
And I didn't know what it was when I ordered it. I just saw like, oh, eggs and roasted pepper. That looks good.
Well, this Trader Joe's thing definitely makes me realize that it's probably been a thing way longer than I realized. But you know what? That's part of the magic of our show.
Well, it's like Lizzo. You saw her a long time ago, but now it's,
but now
just
it's
finally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And shakshuka.
Same
is
thing
like,
with shakshuka.
Apparently a thing.
The other thing I want to talk about is something that came out of a recent conference on sweet snacks. I'm okay. guessing this is the kind of conference where all the people who stock the counters at drugstores and movie theaters go. I say that because I have a friend who that's his job. Mm. He goes around and sells to theaters. It's the Sweets and Snacks Expo. And at the Sweets and Snacks Expo, one of the stars was Biltong, an air-dried, high-protein, low-sugar South African meat snack. because
Yum.
Vegan jerkies, mm-hmm. convenient high fat low carb keto snacks are booming right now, and Biltong was big at this conference. And this is the kind of thing where you feel like, okay, if the Sweets and Snacks Expo was all a buzz about Biltong, probably 6 months from now we're going to start seeing it certainly at the Whole Foods, right?
Well, it just so happens, this is going to crack you up, that my okay, how do we do this? My ex-brother-in-law has been for years and is recently starting to have much more success, like a up and to the right amount of success with coconut jerky.
Uh-huh.
That he started making and selling, I mean, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And it's now like it just in time, you know, it's finally arriving as a thing that everybody wants because they're keto. And in fact, now on the website, they're like, oh, yeah, it's keto and paleo and vegan. Mm-hmm. And there is this kind of Venn diagram of like people are going vegan for climate reasons and health reasons. And then there's the keto and paleo thing. And it's gluten free. It's soy free. It's like all those things.
There's a whole plant based product movement.
As we have discussed at length. Yeah. Totally. And it does seem like jerky is a part of that. And then it also makes sense that for keto and paleo people that varieties of meat jerky that are, you know, fancier or better mm-hmm. would also be a total thing. Meat snack is really not like an appetizing
phrasing.
It is.
I don't
though.
Know that that's the, you know, that's not the copy they put on the wrapper, I'm guessing. But
yeah.
You never know. A couple other trends I found interesting at this write-up in the Orlando Business Journal about this conference. Thin, lean, skinny, out. Nope. Not yep. using those on our products anymore. Smart foods. Omega-3 fatty acids. Ground flax. Oats. Walnuts. That's the stuff. You want to be emphasizing the ingredients, which is good. That's what you should be emphasizing.
Hallelujah. Although yeah. smart is funny because we're nerds. So, of course, I'm immediately like, oh, they have cheap internet sensors on them?
Smart foods. The eye biltong.
Like you eat it and then it tests your
yeah, and then
level of ketosis on the inside.
Connects to an app and tells you your gut biota health.
Oh, and then there's, of course, they make biltong makes their own food dehydrator.
Oh.
I have to say that dehydrating food is one of those things that I once thought that I might do. I think it became a thing for it was like, oh yeah, I would totally make my own because you can make dog treats that way and dog snacks and you know, and then of course your own like jerkies and dried fruit and I was like, oh yeah, I would totally never do that if I bought one of those expensive dealies.
Now, this was the Sweets and Snacks Expo. And the other two things that I want to pull out of this, even though I don't think they're trends, they're old, but unusual ingredients, right? We've talked about the weird M&Ms and stuff before. Here's out of the Sweets and Snacks Expo this week, Hershey candies with quinoa.
Oh my God.
Puffed quinoa in your chocolate bars coming soon.
No.
Also, Hershey bars with emojis on them.
Really?
Really?
That seems like overkill.
The first new design for the Hershey bar in 125 years.
And it has emoji on it.
The chocolate emoji bar.
Okay, fine. You know, on a somewhat related note, my son follows a Reddit, a subreddit called r/fellowkids.
Oh, yeah.
And it's literally like examples of brands trying too hard uh-huh. to appreciate to the fellow kids or uh-huh. appeal to the fellow kids. And it feels like great. The emoji Hershey is right up there like, hey, fellow yeah. kids, I also enjoy emojis.
Here's the brown triangle emoji.
Ew. The brown triangle.
Because they didn't really understand.
Because they didn't really get it. They were like, it goes with the quinoa. Or wait.
I don't know. It's got googly eyes. It's cute.
I could see, although honestly, for all of the years that I grew up eating Rice Krisps, some sort of Rice Krisp in a candy bar, like I feel like puffed quinoa wouldn't be that far off.
No, I feel like puffed quinoa probably just sounds that weirder sounds than fine. It tastes. It probably is like just like a Nestle Crunch or anything.
Now I want to look up r/fellowkids and make sure I have the name right, but also it's hysterical. Mm-hmm. How do you do, fellow kids? Yeah, there's some funny stuff in there. There is some funny stuff in there. And I will say that my... kid is all over it, and unfortunately, it proves once again that kids have a laser-like ability to sniff out your adult insincerity.
Mm-hmm.
Rich
yeah,
says,
because...
Yeah.
Like, go ahead.
No, I was about to go back to weird foods, so...
Oh, I was just going to say, it's because we're old and tired.
We are old and tired, and we tried to make a funny joke. Fortnite, more like band night. That kind of thing that's in there
because churches was playing or Marshmallow or something.
I don't even know.
In the Fortnite,
it's got a like bands? A there's a t-shirt with the tongue sticking out emoji and it says watch me dab. That's in fellow kids. I'm
yeah,
just saying
anything
the Hershey
with a dab.
I'm gonna suggest I'm gonna actually tell him to suggest the emoji Hershey. I'm sorry, Hershey, like all due respect, good try. It's a little fellow kids.
Hey, Molly, do you ever hear an episode of an awesome podcast and you have to write into it?
Sometimes I do.
Well, you're like Samantha, who is listening to episode 62 and had two thoughts. One, there is an episode of the Netflix show Love, Death, and Robots that feels like an indirect or accidental tribute to Eve Klein Blue called Zima Blue, if you haven't seen it.
What?
And two, I recently purchased a Fitbit Versa and chose an analog face clock so I could teach my six-year-old how to read them.
Oh,
so
hilarious.
Many schools have all digital clocks. If you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. And she's learning quickly. I suspect I'll have to teach her cursive myself, too.
I know. They don't teach cursive in school anymore.
That's okay.
So weird.
The clock face, I'm 100% with you, Samantha. The cursive, I'm on the fence. Like, okay, they're not teaching it anymore. Does that mean we just don't need it anymore?
Oh, come on.
I know we all work so hard to learn it, but it may not be necessary.
I have a sad story about learning cursive. I was sick on H day. And to this day, we learned like a letter, one letter in cursive every day. And I was sick for H. And I, to this day, I have no idea how to make a cursive H. The end.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yep. Well, that's the thing about cursive. Most of the letters aren't the same as printing the letters, which I'd never understood, especially the S.
Weird, too. It's got a lot of
H. H is weird.
I would argue we don't need to learn that. That's really true.
I think it's heading for obsolescence.
Hey, you know what's ironic, though, is that they're not teaching cursive and we don't need to know it. Except that, like, one of the most popular girl Instagram fonts now on the Instagram stories is that sort of, like, lit up cursive font. Have you seen it? I don't know how many girls you follow on the gram.
No, I don't follow any. No, that's not true either.
I'm gonna screenshot it to you, but it is a very popular Instagram story.
I think
font.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think I've seen that.
And
before.
I know you guys are going to email about this, and I'm really excited. But it is, if you have not learned cursive, I mean, it's hard to read anyway, because it's like, it looks like a light string and it's got, you know, it's all shiny and whatever. And then it's super cursive. And I feel like if you hadn't learned cursive, it would be unreadable to you.
Yeah, it's different. Like, okay, because I was thinking in my head, like, oh, well, we don't teach people to print in the old English way with all of the serifs and double bars and everything. And you could still read that, but cursive's different. Mm-hmm. Like, the old English script at least was pretty close to actual print. It just had lots of extra things attached to it. Cursive's like got entirely different characters in it.
It looks super crazy and hard to read. I'm just saying, you need to learn it for the gram.
We also got Paul from Toronto to write in and say, butter tarts are basically individual pecan pies without the added cornstarch, which makes the filling runnier.
Oh.
The default, see what I did there? The default filling contains raisins, but pecans or walnuts are other popular types. Not sure if I'm just slow to the mark, but my twin 15-year-old daughters and their friends are all about the slides this summer, particularly the Nike and Adidas ones.
Good one.
Even Gucci and other high-end shoe companies have their own versions.
That is a really good one. The slides are definitely, I mean, they've been a thing, but you're right that all the luxury brands totally have them. That's really true. And then he also says, my daughters came home from the mall yesterday upset about their search for new earbuds. Dad, they had pink ones that cost $10 more than the same pair in black. Plus, the instructions were twice as long on the pink box as on the black box. Someone should make a show on how dumb electronic companies market their products to women. And thus, he says, Gadgets 2.0, the next generation, was born.
Oh, that's great.
Those of you who are old school fans will know exactly what we're talking about. Oh, man, I missed that show.
Paolo on Patreon says, I don't know if I'm a hockey fan, but as a Vegas resident, I'm definitely a Golden Knights fan. Also, go Blues.
I don't know what you're talking about. Stanley Cup. Hockey. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking. A lot of people still are defending hockey. Jason writes in and says, I thought about this when you were talking about old lady names. I think it is a safe bet that Hortense will never come back. I don't think anything's a safe bet, Jason.
Yeah.
And he says, I have noticed a thing. And in fact, I noticed back in the first run, I've noticed that portraits may be a thing. I live near Lincoln Park in Chicago and frequently walk through it on weekends. And it's possible to see a photographer and subjects in the park every Saturday and Sunday. My guess is this may be fueled by wanting to look good on social media and enabled by a combination of highly capable and relatively inexpensive cameras and the desire for a side hustle. Interesting. Although,
Catalog models.
They could be. Could be modeling, but it could also just be people wanting, like, I wonder if a lot more people want headshots because of influencer stuff.
Oh, I bet they do.
Yeah.
I wonder what the breakdown is, because some of them definitely are just folks who are taking pictures of models in public spots for catalog things. Especially if you see a bride without a groom around, that's probably a wedding magazine.
Good guess. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, but not all of them are. I'm curious if there's a rise in portraits or like and if that's because of influencer stuff. That's a really good one.
Yeah. Interesting. All right,
Mark said, after your discussion of the term default, I was reminded of a couple of terms my daughter uses, these two from K-pop. The first is bias as a synonym for crush and used in a sentence, G-Dragon is my current bias. The other is debut as a way to describe a sort of coming out, an ascension into the upper ranks of the K-pop world. I find this one interesting because it adheres pretty closely to the definition of debut, but the tone and intent is different. Here's an explainer from Cora, but it's basically, it is the period in which a trainee releases a public song and promotes it for the first time. It marks your graduation from being a trainee public appearance to an idol public appearance.
Whoa. Oh my God, K-pop is crazy.
It has so many rules.
He says the sentence, sometimes idols that are already debuted in a group may debut solo, illustrates pretty clearly how the usage has been implemented. I really want us to have like a sub segment that's basically just K-pop things.
Yeah. Blackpink, tell us your feelings.
Tell
right
us
on
your
in
feelings.
Right now.
Go. I became aware of Blackpink when they did a song with Dua Lipa, which were both things.
They were at Coachella too.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. Shannon wrote back to say, thank you for your validation that I am peak thing. Shannon, of course, the one who told us about the party nail and all kinds of good things. Mm-hmm, she says, I'll try to observe my life for other things that are things.
Thank you.
And my 8-year-old daughter, because she's probably a big part of the thing Nexus. And actually, it's in this email. So, okay, because she knew all about the nail art and the this and that and the, all these things. But she is the one who told us that, like, when you have the one nail that's a different color, it's called a party nail, which is like the greatest phrase I think I've ever heard. I'm in love with it.
Yeah. Party nail.
Yep. Party nail.
Also, Shannon, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, Shannon. Thank you for being peak thing. We're going to draft you into the ranks of, I don't know, like, you know how there's trend spotters? She's like a thing spotter.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about how buying a minivan, which are never not a thing, kind of the Honda Odyssey because of the Simpsons. But she says it has Apple CarPlay, which I'm loving. And I actually do kind of think that Apple CarPlay is finally at long last becoming a thing. And it is awesome.
Yeah. They're also buying a condo. And I kind of like to paint more than my daughter's room pink, but I'm not sure my husband will agree to it. Pink rooms, new trend.
Pink rooms, new trend. Now we know. Now we know. Ooh, do an Yves Klein blue wall.
Yes. And send us a picture.
I'm thinking of buying some of that International Klein blue paint. And I really think, like, I got this one wall that has like a lot of built-ins, a lot of windows, and the TV is on it. And I think it really needs to be an International Klein Blue accent wall.
I
really want to do it. I really want to do it. Email us your thoughts. Thank you guys. Like, seriously, the virtuous cycle of your things and our things. It's just like, it's what makes the show magic. Feedback@itsathing.me is our email address. Tell them how to support us, Tom.
You can support this show by going to patreon.com/itsathing, and that will get you an ad-free RSS feed and a few more perks like access to our Discord, where you can listen to us record live and tell us things in the Things channel. It's all there, once again, at patreon.com/itsathing.
And thank you for those of you who already support us, because you keep us going. You're
Thanks a lot, y'all. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.